mindful movements, and stretching. This exercise consists of a set of gentle stretching movements. Perform it slowly as you pay attention to your breath and the sensations in your body. One of the purposes of this practice is to learn to pay attention to your body's messages, respect them, and develop a deep sense of acceptance towards them. Another aim is to develop a sense of your body's integrity and to be present with your body. This is the first step towards taking care of it, whether you are in a state of suffering or well-being. Furthermore, this meditative experience allows you to cultivate unity of mind and body through a disciplined practice. You will become aware of your limits with a curious and gentle approach, without ever exceeding or violating them. During this practice, you will learn to become aware of your bodily experience. More specifically, you will direct your attention to your body's movements and the change in sensations that occurs as you gently tense parts of your body and relax them. These are not workout exercises. You should not try to exert effort or strain in practicing them. The goal is simply to become an observer, aware of the changes you feel in your body, moment by moment, as your body moves, contracts, and relaxes. This is a form of meditation in motion. If you find any movements difficult, tiring, or painful, simply stop the movement and proceed to the following exercise. Always remember that there is no right or wrong way to do the exercise. Do it however you can, and that will be fine. There is no result to be achieved, no performance in which you must excel. The mountain posture. As in all meditative practices, posture plays an important role in this exercise because the way you position your body from moment to moment has a significant effect on your mental and emotional state. Maintaining a posture that conveys a sense of presence, calm, stability, grounding, and deep dignity is in itself a form of meditation. Take on the standing position, known as the mountain posture, in which you keep your back straight but not stiff, your feet parallel at a distance of 8 inches from one another, your shoulders and chest relaxed, your head aligned with your spine, your knees relaxed and slightly bent, and your arms along your sides. Now try to close your eyes and notice the sensations of contact between the soles of your feet and the ground, becoming aware that there are varying levels of pressure in different areas of your soles, simply because most feet are not perfectly flat. Focusing with greater attention, you may also notice the micro-movements your body carries out to continually keep an upright position, helping you realize that the standing posture is not something that just happens, but something that must be actively maintained and constantly monitored by your body, something that took more than a year of your life to learn. If you bend your knees slightly more, you will perhaps feel more contact, a sense of greater pressure on the ground. As in all meditative experiences, during this practice, thoughts may appear, and your mind will tend to wander elsewhere and to move you away from the awareness of your bodily sensations. When this happens, simply notice it happening. Make yourself aware of where your mind is wandering, which thoughts are going through your mind at that moment, and then, each time, as soon as possible, intentionally bring your attention back to the sensations in your body and to the movement you are making in the present moment. Even if your mind wanders 1,000 times, bring your attention back to your body, your feelings, back to the present moment. Arm movement. When you feel ready, open your eyes, look in front of you, and as you breathe in, slowly try lifting your arms to 90-degree angle, parallel to the floor. After a short pause, notice the tension in your arms, and as you breathe out, slowly bring your arms back to your side and stay in this position for a few seconds. Now, breathing deeply, and lift your arms again. Keep them stretched out for a while as you hold your breath, as if you were spreading your wings ready to take off. And then bring your arms gently back along your sides as you breathe out. Repeat this movement once more for the third time, breathing in when you open and stretch out your arms, and breathing out as you gently bring them back down to your side. Hands on shoulders, arms opening. Now, place your hands on your shoulders. As you deeply breathe in, open your arms sideways. Hold your breath for a while. And then slowly, without rushing, as you breathe out, put your hands back on your shoulders. Remember to direct your attention to the change in sensations between the phase of tension and the phase of relaxation. Repeat this movement once again, opening your arms outwards as you breathe in, as if you were opening up like a beautiful flower. And then, closing them gently as you breathe out, bringing your hands back to your shoulders. Try this movement again for the third time, carefully noticing how the feelings change moment by moment. Right foot, arm, hand movement. Now move your right foot a little more forward than the left one in an oblique position, distancing your feet about 8 inches between them. Gently rest your right hand on your right thigh while your left hand is stretched out along your left side. When you are ready, start to lift your right hand very slowly, closed in a fist with your index finger extended, and while lifting it, keep your eyes on the tip of your index finger, noticing how the sensations in your arm change as you direct it upwards. Remember that the movement is so slow that seen from outside, the arm should almost seem motionless. Move your hand as high as you can, stretching it as far as it can go without making any extra effort, as if you were trying to catch an imaginary cloud in the sky above you. When you become aware of a feeling of tension or discomfort, you can decide to slowly bring your arm back down, just as slowly as you raised it, keeping your visual attention focused on the tip of your index finger and the sensation you are feeling in your arm as you gently bring it back down. Bring your right foot back and stay in the mountain pose for a few seconds, focusing on the sensations in your body. Left foot, arm, hand movement. When you feel ready, repeat the same exercise, but this time bring your left foot forward at an angle, rest your left hand on your left thigh, and hold your right hand stretched along your right side. When you want to, begin to slowly raise your left hand, close in a fist, with the index finger extended, and keep your eyes on the tip of your index finger while lifting it, noticing how the sensations change in your left arm as you move it upwards. Move your hand as high as you can, stretching it as far as it goes without excessive effort, and stay with this sense of tension for a while. When you feel ready, slowly bring your arm down at the same speed that you raised it, keeping your eyes on the tip of your index finger and your attention on the sensations you feel in your arm as you gently bring it back down. Stand still and for a few seconds observe what you are feeling in your body in this moment. Lifting arms, balance on left leg. Now put your feet together and keep a firm and stable balance, placing your weight on your left leg. Keep your left knee slightly bent and the sole of your foot firmly rooted on the ground, and slowly try to open your arms sideways and keep them stretched out at a 90-degree angle. At the same time, stretch your right leg sideways, lifting your right foot a few inches off the floor as you breathe in. Hold your breath for a while. Then, as you breathe out, slowly bring your right foot back to the floor and bring it back towards your left foot, while you slowly lower your arms and bring them back to your sides. Now, once again, open your arms sideways as you breathe in, and at the same time, when you feel stable, lift your right foot a few inches off the ground, placing all your weight on your left leg. Keeping this position of tension, hold your breath for a while, and then let your breath out, and slowly place your right foot back on the ground. Lifting arms, balance on right leg. Now try to repeat this exercise, keeping your balance on your right leg. Extend your arms sideways as you breathe in, and at the same time, lift your left foot off the ground, holding your left leg slightly sideways. Then, when you feel ready, as you breathe out, slowly bring your left foot back to the floor and bring it back towards your right foot while you slowly lower your arms and bring them back to your sides. The following exercise allows you to observe your sense of balance in this moment, but also to develop it over time through practice. Tree posture. Balance on left leg, slight right foot to knee. Stand in a stable, well-grounded position, with your back straight, hands on hips, knees relaxed, and feet close to each other. Keep your gaze on a point on the floor, about 3 yards in front of you. When you feel ready, try to keep your balance standing only on your left leg, keeping the sole of your left foot firmly on the ground, while you slowly rise your right foot from the ground and slide it along your left leg until it reaches your left knee. Stay in this position as long as you can, and if you feel you can easily keep your balance, you can choose to move your hands from your hips, lift them outwards, and move them over your head, clasping your hands together and stretching as much as possible. Try to keep this position as if you were a tree, with your left foot keeping your roots in the earth, and your hands and arms stretched upwards like leaves and branches towards the sky. If you can, try to stay in this position for a few seconds, breathing deeply along with your tree pose. And when you are ready, separate your hands, bring them back to your hips, and slowly lower your right foot and bring it gently to the ground. Stand still for a few seconds and observe what you are feeling in your body in this moment. Tree posture. Balance on right leg, slight left foot to knee. Repeat the exercise, this time trying to keep your balance on your right leg and sliding your left foot until it touches your right knee. And when you feel ready, moving your hands from your hips upwards above your head, interweaving your fingers like branches of a tree. Hold this position for a while, focusing your attention on your breath, your feelings, and your posture. And when you are ready, bring your hands back to your hips and slowly bring your right foot back to the ground. Stand still for a few seconds, just observing what is happening in your body in the present, moment by moment, breath by breath. Sunbird posture. Position yourself as you were about to crawl, with your hands and knees resting on a carpet or mat, and keeping your back perfectly straight, parallel to the floor. Lift your head and focus your gaze forward. When you feel ready, while you slowly breathe in, extend your left arm in front of you and at the same time stretch out your right leg behind you, keeping your eyes focused on the tip of the outstretched index finger of your left hand. Stay in this position for a few seconds, holding your breath without creating any discomfort to yourself, and then slowly breathe out while you bring back your left arm and right leg back to the floor. Repeat this movement once again with your left hand and right leg, gently, without too much effort, and link the in-breath phase with extending your limbs and the out-breath phase with bringing them back to the original position. As you are doing this, observe how the feelings change in these two phases. Repeat this movement again for a third time, consciously breathing in and out. Now try the same movement, but this time stretching out your right arm and left leg as you breathe in, and gently relaxing them as you breathe out. Repeat this movement again, breathing in while you stretch out your limbs, and breathing out while you relax them. Then, one last time, gently stretch your arm and leg out while breathing in, and relax them while breathing out. Lying down. Finally, lie down on your back, on a carpet or a mat, with your legs extended, the tips of your toes outward, and the palms of your hands facing up. If this doesn't create any discomfort to you, allow your eyes to gently close and pay careful attention to the sensations in your body following the previous movements. Notice what your body is telling you now, moment by moment. During this resting phase, different thoughts may appear that will tend to move you away from the awareness of your sensations in the present moment. When this happens, simply notice that your mind is wandering elsewhere and decide to return as soon as possible to the sensations in your body, moment by moment. Give yourself permission to be with yourself in this non-judgmental observing mode, in which there is nothing you need to do, nothing you need to achieve. Simply be with yourself, accepting any experience occurring inside and outside of you, moment by moment.